When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Savner du et fleksibelt regnskapsprogram som gir deg alltid ett system og så forenkler regnskapet? Med Triplex får du smarte og intuitive løsninger slik at du kan jobbe hvor som helst, når som helst. Også via appen som lar deg føre timer uansett hvor du Se for deg at du for sen med å levere utlegg og at kvitteringene hoper seg opp. Med appen fra Triplex kan du ta bildet av kvitteringen og sende den inn til godkjenning med en gang. Appen scanner bildet og fyller ut sum, kostnadskategori og data for deg. Helt automatisk. Dessuten trenger du hverken å grue deg til årsoppgjør eller bruke unødvendig tid på å punche ting flere ganger. Med TripleX får du en helt annen kontroll, og du kan enkelt koble til og få oversikt over andre systemer som kassasystem eller nettbutikk. Hvis du nysgjerrig på om TripleX passer for deg, kan du prøve gratis I 14 dager på tripletex.no.
Den svensk-kinesiske elbilprodusenten Polestar, som ble spunnet ut av Volvo og som har blitt omfanget av mange norske bilkjøpere, skal nå på børs. Vi har snakket med konsernsjef Thomas Ingenlath om børsplanene, hva de skal gjøre med den drøye milliarden med dollar som børsnoteringen gir inn I kassen, og hvorfor selskapet børsnoterer seg ved hjelp av et skallselskap på Nasdaq, den omdiskuterte og såkalt SPAC-metoden.
Thomas Ingenlath, thank you so much for joining us from Gothenburg today. I wanted to start by asking, why are you seeking an IPO right now? Is there a reasoning behind the timing?
Yeah, I think the reasoning is connected to the period in time where this brand is. We had obviously now a launch of the brand over the last years, the Polestar 2 successfully in the market, all the systems up and running. And now we have a model launch of 3 new cars in 3 years coming up, starting 2022. We have at the same time a big idea about how we broaden as well the footprint of Polestar in the world with 14 markets today, 30 markets in the course of the next 24 months. So obviously that phase of growth and where we really have this acceleration of the brand is the reason why this merger, why us becoming a listed company makes totally sense. The access to the capital market, this flexible way of being able to fund the company will be crucial to support this expansion.
Anyone who knows the car business knows that it's very capital intensive and expensive to develop new car models. You're gaining about just over $1 billion through this process in new capital. How far will that get you in this business?
Yeah, to start with, I would love to make that differentiation that yes, the car industry is very capital intensive. Having said that, the business model, the way how we have built the brand Polestar is a rather, I would call it now, smart, efficient way because we do not have to put all our money in things that at the end of the day exist already and we can use. And this would be the manufacturing footprint, the factories that exist within the Volvo and Geely group, certain logistic spare parts, service centers and stuff. So I think we cut out a lot of that capital intensive money spending thing where it does not matter to our customers that much and spend the money on the stuff that differentiates the brand, the technology, our models, our design, and really put the money there where it matters. Still, that costs money. We of course, invest heavily into this technology, into the products. And yes, the $1 billion that is supposed to come in with this transaction is, of course, very much needed. It will lead us a long way into this launch of these three models. And it's definitely as well a future preparation for us having access to the capital market in that way.
Can you talk to us about the sort of choices you've made financially here with this IPO? You've gone with a SPAC, and the current owners will be diluted to about 94% ownership. I mean, in the US, the SEC has been very critical of some of these SPAC IPOs in the past. Why did you choose that route?
SPACs are an instrument that has been around for a long, long time. It became very much and got into the limelight of the public with big stories, big SPAC stories in the last year. Now, very clearly, our approach is a different one. We have a very experienced partner here. Goss Guggenheim has a very good track record, has done successfully 7 SPACs, and is definitely very careful in launching this SPAC with a valuation that is an entry point. It gives the opportunity for investors to participate in the value growth of Polestar. Our company is a company that's real, that is already delivering cars, that is in production, that has customers, 29,000 sales targeted this year, and we are on very good track to get to that number. So I think there are strong points that support our point of view that we are a very, very serious business here, a company that will deliver on what it's promising.
I mean, you're leveraging your company on a sort of green wave in the car market, enthusiasm for new technology and electric cars. But in the financial markets, what type of company or stock will you be? We've seen Tesla has a very enthusiastic and eccentric CEO. There's a lot of customers and private investors who trade in the stock with great passion and are follow the company in ups and downs. Is that the path you're following, or?
I mean, from day one, as much as we are competitors to Tesla cars, and of course our Polestar 2 competing with the Tesla Model 3, the character and the attitude of our brand is definitely different. We are a car brand with emotional products, not eccentric CEOs.
That's good to hear. The last part I wanted to talk to you about are these new models and also the growth you talk about here. I mean, you're talking about moving from 10,000 to 290,000 units a year by 2025. That's a massive growth. We've seen Polestar obviously in European markets, in the US. What other markets will we see Polestar enter in the coming years?
Yeah, the launch of the brand here in Europe was, of course, very strong all the way from the very much embraced by us Norwegian market. We are very happy about how our cars were received there. But we see that the EV journey, the world switching from combustion engine to electric cars, is actually a worldwide phenomenon. You, in a way, are leading the way with Norway, but from the north to the south of Europe, this is developing. We have in the US, you know, a year ago, people would have said it's enough to have a couple of showrooms on the West Coast, maybe one in New York. Now it's very clear. We expand from 4 showrooms to 30 showrooms because throughout the US, you find this EV hotspots where the EV market is developing. And then a third aspect of it, it is, yes, China, but it is as well other markets in Asia Pacific. And we are entering now in South Korea. We are going to Australia, even New Zealand, Singapore. So electrification is happening throughout the world. And the one big advantage that Polestar had from the beginning was that we went into the 3 big regions. We have the opportunity to go there and really participate in the growth of the different regions on that type of scale.
Last question. People who've been watching Polestar have seen your Polestar 1, which caught the eye of anyone who's interested in design and cars, obviously. Polestar 2, very popular here in Norway as both a family car and a sort of leisure lifestyle, semi-off-roading, do-anything car. You're previewing now a new SUV next year and two more models. Will those be sports cars, or what can we expect?
Yeah, I'll have to talk about that, because obviously Polestar 3 will be a major milestone when it comes to the product lineup. It's a SUV, as you described. It's a fairly large SUV here for Europe, but I think perfectly fitted for the premium customer with family, having a very powerful, beautiful SUV. And when I say SUV, we are convinced that this will add another dimension to the SUV question. The SUV in the electric age will change in terms of what it looks like. And I think the Polestar 3 will be setting here a milestone. We have this beautiful Polestar Precept out there. This
behind you, actually, yeah.
this beautiful GT. You might see it here even in the background. And of course, we were really happy that we found a way. We made it possible that we developed now the technology to put exactly this car in production. Our UK R&D team is busy making this possible, and it will be an awesome product. And I'm very sure that the Norwegian connoisseurs will be very happy about test driving and ordering this car as well.
Thomas Ingland, thank you so much. I'm sure Norwegian customers will be all over your website to check these models out. But you have some fierce competition coming as well. All the best. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for your time this morning. Thank you.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Økonominyhetene er en podcast fra Finansavisen. Programledere Marius Lorentzen, Stein Ove Haugen og Benedikte Storm Bamvik. Produsenter Lars Brenden Skram og Bashar Johar. Og ansvarlig redaktør Trygve Hegnar.